He influences us from the inside out, as well as from the outside in. He also unites himself to us so intimately that his very life flows through our veins. That's really inside out. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And where does a vine stop and the branches begin? Well, their union is too complete to tell. The same sap gives life to the vine and to the branches. And just so God's grace comes to us. The divine life of God himself comes to us flowing through Christ. And this calls for gratitude on our parts. And yet as human beings, we're kind of a unique branch because we are responsible for keeping ourselves united to the vine. And if we don't, Jesus makes it perfectly clear that we will not bear fruit, that we will wither, die, and be burned. That's what he says. So the question is this: how do we stay united to the vine so that we can bear fruit and share in eternal life? In other words, how do we stay united to Jesus Christ in our daily lives? How do we stay united to him? Well, Jesus points out in this gospel four ways to do just that, four simple ways. I'm not going to repeat them, so pay attention. Four easy ways to remember this. And the first thing, we stay united to the vine by constantly growing in prayer, in our life of prayer, constantly growing. Just as plants need exposure to sunlight for energy, so we need to expose ourselves to God's truth and love. And how do we do that? Why? Through reading and reflecting on the scriptures, through conversing with him in the quiet of our hearts in prayer. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, listening to God in prayer for her was the very first link in gaining interior peace. And here's how she put it. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Well, the second way is this. Remaining in Christ means making use of the sacraments that Christ gives us, most especially the sacraments of the Eucharist and by going to confession, the sacrament of penance. You know, if a branch gets damaged, say in a windstorm, the gardener knows how to tie it up properly so that it will once again attach itself firmly to the trunk. He binds it or grafts it back onto the vine. So that's what happens when we go to confession. We could say, Jesus renews that connection with him that our sin has broken. And in the Eucharist, our union with Christ is strengthened even more powerfully than at any other time. We receive his grace like no other sacrament, really, because he is truly present under the appearances of bread and wine for us. Jesus says, this is the food which sustains and nourishes us on our journey through life. And until we depart from this world, we are united to Christ. The third way we can do this by staying united to the vine requires obedience to God's will. Now, I like to observe, or I have observed, that the forgotten virtue these days is obedience. Everybody wants to have things their way and do it the way that they want to do it. Obedience is rare. And this is what St. John refers to in today's second reading when he writes, children, let us not love one another in word or in speech, but in deeds and truth. Words and speech have to be put into action through living a virtuous life of honesty, purity, faithfulness, courage, self-sacrifice, and obedience to Jesus' teachings. This loving obedience to God our Father in big things and little things leads to humility. And why is that important? Because, as St. Vincent de Paul puts it, the most powerful weapon to conquer the devil is humility. For as he does not know at all how to employ it, neither does he know how to defend himself from it. And the fourth way to follow Christ is to stay united to the vine means allowing God to prune us. And what does that mean? Well, Jesus says that each healthy branch of the vine must be pruned so that it bears more fruit. And this pruning takes the form of what in our life? It takes the form of suffering. Whenever God permits any kind of suffering that we go through, the ones that we especially don't seem to have any control over, we have to let our faith remind us that we are under his control. He is the vine dresser. He knows how much pruning we need and can handle. And as he knows how to use that suffering to unite us more deeply with Christ, who suffered on the cross to redeem us. So in times of pain and hardship, God is allowing us to trust him more and more, to pray in the depths of our heart. That beautiful prayer that he himself taught us through his revelations to St. Faustina of the Divine Mercy. It's the prayer we see on the pictures of Jesus for divine mercy. The simple prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. So accepting the cross, not rebelling when God tries to prune us, is really the secret to sanctity, to being more like Christ, to allowing Christ to work on us. Prayer, the sacraments, loving obedience, and suffering in union with Christ is what keeps the life of God's grace flowing in our lives.